Church Lent podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm Sheena, and I'm going to be sharing with you today on another reading on this year's theme of Taste and See, Lessons from the Bible, which centre around food. Today's reading is from Joel chapter 2, verse 21 to 27, and I'm reading from the NIV. Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Do not be afraid, you wild animals, for the pastures in the wilderness are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, people of Zion, rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains, because he's faithful. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains, as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locust, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you're full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then you'll know that I'm in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. The book of Joel is thought to have been written around 800 BC, which makes it one of the earliest of the books of prophecy in the Old Testament. Joel's prophecies are directed towards the southern kingdom of Judah, so it seems that he lived there, possibly even in Jerusalem itself. At the time the book was written, Judah had just suffered a devastating plague of locusts, wiping out most of the crops and causing terrible famine. So Joel's really speaking into the lives of those who would have heard his message and connecting with them in their terrible circumstances. I would guess most of us are fairly unfamiliar with locusts. I'm not sure if I've ever even seen one, apart from maybe in the insect section of a zoo. However, in many parts of the world, plagues of locusts continue to be a huge problem. For a relatively small insect, they can cause massive damage, advancing like the army Joel describes them as, and destroying every scrap of vegetation along the way. Just this year, large parts of Africa, India, Pakistan, and now, as of last week, China, have been affected by the biggest plague of locusts in almost a century. We read often of locusts in the Bible, from the plagues in Egypt to the signs of the end times in Revelation to John the Baptist's choice of food in the desert. While that also might seem unusual to us, locusts are a delicacy in many countries. Apparently, in 2004, New South Wales in Australia was suffering from an invasion of locusts, so some quite clever marketing people rebranded them as sky prawns and encouraged people to eat them in all sorts of recipes that they made up as a way of getting rid of them. I'm not sure I'm too keen to try that one though. But getting back to Joel, he begins his book in the chapter before our reading today by painting a vivid picture of the destruction and devastation all around and of the despair and desolation of the people. Then he calls on the people to cry out to God in prayer and with sacrifice because, from chapter 1 and verse 15, the day of the Lord is near. He then warns at the start of chapter 2 of even more pain and anguish and suffering to come as an army of locusts takes over the land again. There seem to be different interpretations of this, of whether it meant another plague or it was being used metaphorically to talk about destruction of the land through wars and other things. Either way, the message is clear. They've already been through terrible times and even more are before them. Because we don't know exactly when and to whom Joel was writing, we also don't know the full circumstances of what they might or might not have done. But again, this maybe isn't the main thing to focus on. Into their bleak reality, God speaks and shows his heart of love for his people. Just before the passage that we read today, God says to his people, "Return to me with all your heart, rend your heart and not your garments." And Joel goes on to say, after that, "The Lord your God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love." And then we go on to the passage that we read today, which is just a beautiful picture of God's abundant love and provision. After the years of famine, he brings them so many good things to eat and to drink and to enjoy and to be blessed by, just an abundance of everything. And then there's that fantastic verse of restoration and of redemption. "I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten." I'm sure many of us can testify to this, of having gone through really desolate times where there was no sign of light at the end of the tunnel, where you just couldn't imagine things ever getting better. I know I have. But God is always there, always faithful, and the light does come. Maybe not in the way we expected or necessarily even wanted, but it comes and we experience God's restoring power in our lives if we trust in Him. He can bring good out of the bleakest night, just as in the life of Job, who lost everything, but then experienced God restoring those locust-destroyed years. God didn't rebuild Job's old house again or resurrect his children. He provided in new ways, and that's His promise to us too. So this passage tells the story of God's love for His people, through which He gives them hope. We've been hearing on Sundays, and if you've missed any of it, you can catch up on the website, about the way we sometimes see God as a kind of good cop, bad cop split personality, bad and angry and judgy in the Old Testament and all loving and good in the New Testament. But this can't be, because God's true to Himself throughout time, so He's not going to be divided in His personality. And so this passage speaks to us not of that judgy God so much as it does of His love and His provision and the assurance of that we have when we trust in Him, when we taste and see just how great, how good, how restoring He is in our lives. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we just thank You that You're a gracious and a compassionate God, slow to anger and rich in love. And we just pray that You'll pour Your love out to us today, and that we'll experience that in the midst of whatever we're going through, whatever worries and concerns we have, Lord, whatever anxieties and stresses we have, whether it's to do with our health or our family situations or things that are going on in our country and our land at this time, Lord. There's so much that could be concerning us. We just pray that You'll help us to experience Your love and Your abundance and provision poured out on us at this time. And we just pray, Lord, that You'll restore the years that the locusts have eaten, whatever that might mean for each of us individually, Lord. We just thank You that You have promised this, and Lord, we just want to claim that promise and hold on to that today in our lives, that whatever we might have gone through or still be going through, Lord, You will restore and You will set us back on the path that You want us to be on, Lord. And we would pray that You'll help us to walk that hand in hand with You. We ask this by Your Spirit and in the name of Jesus. Amen.